Hi, this is Vernon Pierce, and in today's Health and Wellbeing program, I'm going to be talking to you about high blood pressure and giving you information and advice provided by the NHS on their website, nhs.uk. High blood pressure, also called hypertension, can lead to serious problems like heart attacks or strokes, but lifestyle changes and blood pressure medicines can help you stay healthy. So how do you check if you're at risk of high blood pressure? Well, high blood pressure is very common, especially in older adults. There are usually no symptoms, so you may not realise you have it. Things that increase your chances of having high blood pressure include your age, you're more likely to get high blood pressure as you get older, having close relatives with high blood pressure, your ethnicity, you're at higher risk if you have a Black African, Black Caribbean or South Asian ethnic background, having an unhealthy diet, especially a diet that's high in salt, being overweight, smoking, drinking too much alcohol, or feeling stressed over a long period. If you think you might have high blood pressure or might be at risk of having high blood pressure, you're aged 40 or over and haven't had your blood pressure checked for more than 5 years, go along to your GP surgery or a pharmacy. Some pharmacies may charge for a blood pressure check. Some workplaces also offer blood pressure checks. Check with your employer. Although high blood pressure doesn't usually cause any symptoms, and many people have it without realising it, occasionally it may cause symptoms such as headaches, blurred vision, or chest pain. But the only way to find out if you have high blood pressure is to get your blood pressure checked. A blood pressure test involves inflating a band or cuff around your upper arm and measuring the pressure in your blood vessels. If the tests show you might have high blood pressure, you may be asked to use a blood pressure monitor at home to check your blood pressure regularly over the next few days. Come back to your GP surgery a few days or weeks later to have your blood pressure checked again. Or wear a portable monitor that takes regular readings over 24 hours. This can confirm if you have high blood pressure. Blood pressure readings are given as two numbers, with the first number higher than the second, for example, 130 over 80. If you're under 80 years of age, you're usually considered to have high blood pressure if your reading is either 140 over 90 or higher, when checked by a healthcare professional, or 135 over 85 or higher when checked at home. However, if you're aged 80 or over, you're usually considered to have high blood pressure if your reading is either 150 over 90 or higher when checked by a healthcare professional, or 145 over 85 or higher when checked at home. You can use a blood pressure reading tool to see your reading on a chart and understand what it means on the NHS website, nhs.uk. You should get urgent advice and help from NHS 111 if you often have headaches or blurred vision, you have chest pain that comes and goes, you have other symptoms you're worried could be caused by high blood pressure. However, you should take immediate action and call 999 if you get sudden pain or discomfort in your chest that doesn't go away. The pain can feel like squeezing or pressure inside your chest, burning or indigestion. You get pain that spreads to your left or right arm, or your neck, jaw, stomach or back. Or you have chest pain and you feel sweaty, sick or short of breath. You could be having a heart attack, so call 999 straight away as you need immediate treatment in hospital. Do not drive yourself to A&E. The person you speak to at 999 will give you advice about what to do. If your blood pressure is too high, it puts extra strain on your blood vessels, heart and other organs, such as your brain, kidneys and eyes. If it's not treated, it can increase your risk of serious conditions such as heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, kidney disease, or vascular dementia. Lowering your blood pressure even a small amount can help reduce your risk of these problems. Healthy lifestyle changes can help lower your blood pressure. Have a healthy, balanced diet. Exercise regularly. Aim to do at least 150 minutes or 2.5 hours of exercise a week. Lose weight if you're overweight. Don't eat too much salt. Avoid salty food or adding salt to your meals. Don't drink too much alcohol. Avoid drinking more than 14 alcohol units a week on a regular basis. Don't drink too much caffeine. Drinks high in caffeine include coffee, tea and cola. And don't smoke. NHS Better Health has free tools and support to help you lose weight, get active, quit smoking and drink less. And you'll find them on the NHS website, nhs.uk. A GP will usually prescribe medicine for high blood pressure if your blood pressure is very high, you're at high risk of problems linked to high blood pressure, such as a heart attack or stroke, your blood pressure is still high after making healthy lifestyle changes. There are lots of different medicines for high blood pressure. The one recommended for you depends on things like how high your blood pressure is, your age, and your ethnicity. Most blood pressure medicines are taken as tablets once a day. You may need to take more than one medicine to keep your blood pressure under control. Remember, if you want more information about high blood pressure, go to the NHS website, nhs.uk.